case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Josh and Maddie Daily Podcast. Today's show, I feel like we're getting looser.
I think I got the giggles early on. We need to talk about this and you will hear it at some point. I'll leave it in. Usually I cut out the bits where we're talking over an intro of a song because it's usually us rambling about absolutely nothing.
Yep.
So I take that out. But I'm going to leave one in when we talk into Amy Shark's Mess Her Up. But you had your Invisalign in, which
there was a little bit of a lisp. I've got my Invisalign, so I've got to kind of talk around them.
Yeah.
Which can sometimes wreak havoc on my pronunciation.
Especially with S's turning into th's.
Yeah.
So do you want to just recreate what happened quickly?
It's Amy Shark with Meth Her Up here on Power FM.
And I, from this point in the show, I lost it.
You lost it, yeah.
Because usually, like, if you make a little lisp or something, it doesn't make sense and you're just like, oh, whatever. But it just worked so perfectly with meth her up.
Yeah.
Oh, and then just it kept happening with stuff, kept getting the giggles and, yeah.
So that's it in happens. The show. A few little niggly mistakes. Niggly that they're kind of, you notice them. Well, hopefully you don't notice them, but they're kind of fun as well.
Yeah. If we do, fun little fact about the podcast. If we do make a mistake, usually I edit it out so you can't relive it, but I'll leave some of them in today.
Yeah. I think that's what makes our show unique.
Also because I don't have time to spend editing them out today because we are very busy.
Yeah, we've got
meetings and stuff and
interviews, all this sort of stuff happening. So we're just going to get straight into the podcast because we've got other stuff to do. Enjoy. And we'll see you tomorrow on the show from 6 a.m. if you want to listen. Bye.
Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Morning, Ballarat.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, which is Friday Eve.
Yes, Friday Eve. I know. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Long weekend. I had no idea until you mentioned it yesterday. Long weekend.
It is a long weekend. I knew it was coming for a while, but I didn't want to mention it too much in case, I don't know, it like didn't happen for some reason.
Unless I cancelled it.
Well, it's not been cancelled for me, but I am working on the Monday now, which is fine because I'm going to get paid extra money.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Working on a long weekend. Some of us love it. Some of us hate it. I am not doing any, I haven't got any work responsibilities this weekend.
Love that for you.
3 days of nothing. You know, the ideal situation would be I get a call today saying, hey, Josh, your brand new car's here.
Right.
I'm saying, great, I'll pick it up tomorrow. Go for a long weekend road trip.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
It'd be so nice. Probably not going to happen, so I feel like I'm tempting myself and just making myself feel a little depressed. But that would be amazing if that happened.
We can hope.
Yeah.
One can hope.
Oh, well. This morning, Maddie, you brought something to my attention.
Well, I found this yesterday when I was just scrolling through Facebook. I don't know how it popped up, but in the Jobs Ballarat region page, it came up.
Yeah.
And the headline was just pretty, like, standout, bit clickbaity.
Yeah.
Earn a minimum $100 an hour and up to $200 per hour. I was like, what is this? And then the next line says, nude cleaners, Ballarat.
Oh. I've been
really trying. So, I thought we needed to talk about this because I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So, reading this ad, it's they present high-end and sophisticated but cheeky domestic services for private and mixed group viewing throughout regional Victoria and Metro Melbourne. So, basically, they clean naked, topless or in lingerie.
Yeah, one thing that did stand out to me when I read the ad is it says down a little bit further, all domestic service providers must have a friendly personality, which is a given, while maintaining a professional demeanour, have your own car to travel, good communication skills, in case there's small talk, I guess, and a general knowledge of domestic cleaning. So it's cleaning with a bit of a
Bit of a cheeky side. So it's like all visual, like, so obviously there's some interesting people out there that would enjoy to have a person walking around their house nude cleaning.
Sure.
I have a bit of an issue. I'm going to be that guy. OH&S.
Yeah. Chemicals? What if you're shammy your hoo-ha backs? I don't know.
I was thinking more like if you're cleaning like bleach or something, the spray out. Like
you also brought up an interesting point. Do they go to the appointment naked or Do they get to the appointment?
What's the travel arrangements? Because you've got to have your own car.
Yeah.
But do you drive there nude? Do you drive in a dressing gown? And then do you have to get nude before coming into a house?
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. There's just so many questions. Obviously, you need to be over 18 if you want to apply.
Yep.
And you can have to be able to get insurance and ABN and go a police check as well. So, you know, they go through all the steps necessary to make sure there's safe people going into your house to clean. I just think this is a very niche market and good on them for trying to make it work.
There is a mobile number on the ad. You know what we should have done is called them and said you were interested in applying and see what happened.
I think you're interested in applying. I'm sure someone out there wants a, what are you, 6'4"?
Dad bod. Hairy legged thing walking
Everyone
around the house.
Everyone has their pleasure. Have you ever told like someone that you live with or your partner like something to do and then they just don't do it?
Like, yes.
Oh, can you hang this washing out? Can you like? And I'm not saying that I have never done this because all the time I get told, can you do this? And then I just forget to do it.
Yep.
It's quite a common occurrence, but this happened to me yesterday in a very kind of different way.
Mm-hmm.
It got done just incorrectly.
Okay.
So on Tuesday, we got pizza from Pizza Hut down in Mount Clear because it was 2-for-1. Great deal.
Yeah.
Anyone looking for the cheap Tuesday night option, 2-for-1 pizzas.
Yeah.
And we got that and we had some leftover pizza and I was going to have it for lunch yesterday. So I was talking to my boyfriend before I left work and I said, can you put them in the oven? I'll text you when I'm leaving, can you put them in the oven so by the time I get home we can have lunch together and have the reheated pizza? There's a whole other argument as to why we have to reheat them in the oven, but anyways.
Not a microwave reheater.
I am. He's not.
Oh, okay.
this is a whole thing.
Right, okay.
And so I texted him and said, can you please put the pizza in the oven? I'm about to leave. And then I get home and I was like, oh, I can't really smell it. Did you put it on? He's like, yeah, it's in the oven. And he's like, oh, yeah, you should go and check it. So I walked around to the oven, looked, opened it, and it was blowing just like cold air. I was like, what is this? And I looked and the temperature was on. He'd put it on the light setting, as in to literally just put the light on.
That every time I hear of people messing up simple things, I think of this.
Yeah. And so I called out to him. I was like, it's not ready because you just put the light on and the light's broken in the oven as well. So the oven
it's just a dark oven, blowing cold air. Making it sound.
Much. So I fixed that and we're all good to go. So I had to wait like another 10 minutes for the pizza to cook. Fast forward to the last night for dinner, we were having tacos.
Oh no.
And we cooked the shells in the oven, you know, just put on a bit of a low setting to warm them up.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't put them in the microwave.
Yeah.
Not allowed to.
That's not allowed, yeah.
And I was sitting in the lounge room area and he was cooking, which was very nice of him. And I said, oh, you're putting the tacos in the oven? He's like, yeah. I was like, make sure you put on the right setting this time. It's the one with the fan. Because obviously fan forced.
Yep.
And he's like, yep, no worries, done it. And we go to get dinner. Guess what setting it put it on?
Fan.
Not the fan forced.
No, it's the light setting.
Just the fan.
Oh, just the fan?
Yeah, so not fan forced.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the fan.
Is it a complicated oven? Like, is it in another language?
I don't think so. It's little pictures, and I can understand where he went wrong with this picture, but it was the one that looked the least like the fan.
Right.
So two times in one day, he put the oven on the wrong setting.
He messed it up.
And so I've just said, do I just need to supervise every time you're using the oven now? And he's like, this is why we have an air fryer.
This is why you use a microwave.
Would you get on a flight that you had no idea where it was going to?
Sure. If I had, you know, time on my hands.
If you had time on your hands, well, Qantas are launching them back again.
Flights to nowhere.
Well, they're not to nowhere. These are mystery flights. So they used to do them in the 90s.
Okay.
And you have no prior knowledge as to where this flight is going or what your itinerary is. Basically, you rock up at the airport at 7 a.m., get on a plane. It takes you somewhere that's not a capital city. You do a day trip and, like, they do all these, like, activities and stuff. You get to, you know, have a good day.
Yeah.
Then get on a flight back home.
That's
all in the one day.
That's good. That's pretty good. It's a day, so you don't not having like a week off.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting. So you're going to not a capital city, so hopefully somewhere regional.
Mm-hmm. That has an airport, obviously.
That has an airport, obviously, yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of like to know, especially when you're getting on something as big and as kind of important as a plane. You kind of want to know where you're going.
But it's only for one day, though. I think this is great. The only thing I don't like about this is how much it costs.
Oh, dear. How much?
So Qantas is selling these tickets for $737. I presume because you're probably going on a 737, maybe. That's why they're doing that price.
Right.
If you do want to go on this, though, tickets go on sale on the Qantas website today, but you'll have to be quick because they'll probably go instantly. If you're wanting to leave from Melbourne, the flight is on May 1st. The annoying thing is they're not doing this like constantly. It's just like a one-off.
I feel like this could be a new market for them, just flights to nowhere or flights to mystery flight locations.
Exactly. I'll do this.
I would.
If I had credit with them, I would do it. Because it is $737, so like it's something I'd want to do. But I have flight credit with Virgin and Jetstar, so if they did this, I would probably do it with them and use my credit.
Yeah.
Because I want to try it. But
yeah.
I mean, I could do this. I could just get you to book my flights for me and not tell me anything about it, and then you send me the ticket in the morning.
It says your destination on the ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say you give me the ticket the morning of, and that's it.
Oh, so you know where you're going before you get on the plane?
Not on the Qantas one. It's only once you land.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I like this idea. I wish I had money to do it and the time to go and do it, but
yeah, I just drive around sometimes and not know where I'm going.
I do that every day.
That's similar.
My boyfriend Greg's got very excited yesterday because I managed to find one of his favourite things here in Victoria.
Yeah.
In Ballarat. So if you're from SA, you might have heard of Golden North Ice Cream. It is a SA-made product. Mm-hmm. It is a vanilla ice cream, a plain vanilla ice cream, and it is life-changing. I'd never heard of it until I moved there, and then I tasted it. I was like, oh, my God, this is heaven. It's just really good. And moving to Victoria, now to Ballarat, obviously it's not in Woolworths or Coles. It's not a staple on the shelf, which to my boyfriend Greg's was very upsetting.
It's offensive.
Because he has been, like, raised on Golden North ice cream.
What makes it so good?
I don't know. It's a particular taste, but it's beautiful. And because he has been raised on Golden North ice cream, anything else is crap to him.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. He tried Creamy Classics the other day. He's tried Bulla, like all of them, and it just doesn't compare. And so he's been a bit upset about having to move here and not have his favourite ice cream. And, you know, I feel for him. I really do. I feel kind of bad because I'm the one that's made him move here.
Yeah.
And I've taken away his baby of ice cream. It got to the point that he was trying to work out how to transport it from South Australia.
Refrigerate it.
Or freeze.
Yeah.
But I did some research and I found it.
Oh, my goodness.
At Ryan's IGA.
Oh.
So guess what we went and bought yesterday? It's a lot more expensive here as well.
Oh, is it really?
Like an extra $5. But he got very excited.
Yeah.
This was my house yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I bet. If he loves it as much as you've told me he does, he would have been absolutely...
He was in heaven.
He was so happy.
In absolute heaven yesterday.
Yeah.
So I want to know. 533-1031. Let's get excited this morning.
Yeah.
What small thing made you excited?
Yeah.
Was it ice cream? Was it just,
If you're a parent, I feel like a moment of peace, a moment of silence, maybe a bowl of ice cream to yourself without the kids around, okay? 533-1031. What made you excited? What small thing?
Because we know, like, the big things that can make you excited, but...
Exactly.
Maybe it was just getting, you got into the toilet and there was actually toilet paper there.
Exactly. 533-1031, give us a call.
Brooke, who is driving through town at the moment, what got you excited? What small thing?
Big surprise parties at the sausage roll. I'm from Adelaide as well. And when I find a Billy's, I buy as many as I can.
Oh, I feel ya. See, it's the South Side Aussie food. It makes people excited. How good are fruit chocks?
Amazing, almost as good as Charles
Worth
nuts, chocolate almonds.
Oh, yeah, Hague's chocolate. Oh, it's so good.
I don't know any of these things.
Thanks for the call, Brooke.
Thanks, have a good day.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. Good morning, Ballarat. 5 minutes past seven on your Thursday.
Yes, welcome to Friday Eve.
Friday Eve. And I'm quite excited because today is a day that I've been waiting for about 2 weeks because in the Ballarat Times, the Ballarat News Corp Times newspaper, Roland Rocchicelli You know Roland Rocchicelli?
No.
He's a bit of a Ballarat figure, Ballarat icon. Mm. He goes next door here to talk to Brett, I think, on Mondays on Ballarat Today on 3BA. Don't listen to 3BA right now. Listen to us. But he's actually doing an article on me.
Oh, why are you getting one and not me?
Well, because this is before you arrived.
Oh, okay.
It's been in the pipeline for a little while. Not so much an article as if he has this section where he asked kind of Ballarat figures questions.
Yeah.
And it gets published. And I think, I don't know whether it gets published in the actual printed paper or whether it's online. But if you're if you're reading the Ballarat News Ballarat Times, be sure to check out my little seggy in there.
When am I going to get a little seggy?
Well,
I mean, I'm happy for you. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound like
I know. When am I getting a seggy?
Where's mine?
Yeah. It was because, I think mainly because I had those 2 weeks in quarantine, having to race back from New South Wales on the New Year's Eve and all of that carnage and chaos that happened.
Oh, so that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I got caught up in that as well.
I know. So a little shameless self-promotion right there just for a little while.
Everyone needs to read about Josh, okay?
Everyone read about me. You don't hear me enough on the radio, so you need to read about me.
On this day in 1922, a little while ago, the first vampire film premiered.
1922? Was it a silent movie?
I don't think so. It was called, this is like in French, Nosferatu.
I'm going to go with that.
It's kind of an adaptation of Dracula.
Okay. So it sounds familiar, that name.
I don't know, because it was the first vampire movie. Obviously this generation, when you think of vampire movies, you think of Twilight.
Yep.
Set the mood.
I had no idea. When I listened to this, I was like, what is this? And you're like, that's a Twilight piano. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I've never watched Twilight.
Oh, have you never seen any of the Twilights?
Not a single one.
Okay, well, this quiz will be interesting for you then.
I've seen the clip of when the car, like, crashes towards the pale
towards
guy.
Towards Bella.
Towards Bella.
And Edward crushes it with his hand, yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay, awesome. So that's in the first one. So we're going to do a quiz that is which movie scores higher on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's very moody.
Yeah, so putting some of the Twilight movies from their franchise up against other movies that people might find a bit controversial, not have good scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And you've got to tell me which one has the highest score. So to start us off,
let's do it.
We have New Moon, which is the second movie in the franchise.
Yeah.
This is where we meet Jacob a little bit more. And that is up against the Lion King real life adaptation version.
Okay.
What is it called? The non-CGI?
The live action.
The live action one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one has a high score on Rotten Tomatoes? The live action Lion King or New Moon?
Are we talking critic score or are we talking audience?
We're talking Rotten Tomatoes. Or is there two different scores
on there? There's two different scores. Well, anyway, let's not go into that.
I think the general people won.
Okay. I think that Lion King would score higher.
That is correct.
Yes.
53% for Lion King, 28% for New Moon.
Ooh.
All right, next one. We have got Eclipse.
Yep.
V Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh, okay. There was a bit of controversy about Rise of Skywalker. The fans not really knowing whether to like it or not. I'm going to go Star Wars.
Star Wars is higher?
I think so.
Correct.
Yes.
53% v 48%.
Okay.
All right.
I know.
It's just teenage angst in a song.
I know.
All right. Which one has a higher score on Rotten Tomatoes? Breaking Dawn Part 1 or the movie Valentine's Day, which is one of those lots of celebrities
intertwining stories. They kind of stole
Swift
it. Yeah,
it. Yeah.
They stole it from Love Actually.
Yeah.
This actually, Valentine's Day also has Taylor Lautner in it.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to go. I feel like Breaking Dawn as well was the time when Twilight started to go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go. I think Breaking Dawn had higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
Correct. You're doing very well.
Oh, yeah.
25% v Valentine's Day, which has 18%.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go. Last one here. Last one. Okay. Let me get ready for it. Breaking Dawn Part 1 again.
Yep.
V Cats. the movie awesome, weird, I'm not going to say awesome, don't know why I said that word, just weird adaptation that also had Taylor Swift in it again and from 2019. You know what one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one that was
that's the creepy as.
The one that was the source of my nightmares for many weeks.
Which one has a higher score on Rotten Tomatoes?
Which one has a higher score? Surely Twilight's got a higher score. Wasn't Cats, like, named the worst movie of all time?
I can't tell you.
Twilight. Lock in Twilight.
That is correct. 25%, as I said before. Cats, 21%. You got all of them correct.
That's pretty
good. You did very well. That was hard.
I know.
Proud of you.
thank you. And I haven't seen a single... Well, I've seen, like, maybe 10 seconds of a Twilight movie.
Maybe we should watch them over the weekend. We can binge watch together.
Yeah, and let's watch Cats as well.
No, thank you.
No, I'm good.
I'm currently in a battle with someone in this workplace, and I don't know exactly who it is. And it's to do with the toilet paper.
Okay.
So I am an over toilet paper person on a holder.
On the front?
On the front. So you pull, like, when you pull it down, it's coming rolling towards you. Yeah. Does that make sense? Are you the same? Are you an over or are you an under?
No, I'm the same. I hate it when it goes down against the wall.
I hate an under.
Yeah.
So I will always, at my own house and at work, if I'm putting toilet paper on the holder, it will always go over. And here, every day, almost every time I go down to the toilet, someone has changed it to under. And I don't know who it is. Obviously, it'd be a female in the office.
Yeah, no, I'm going in there and flipping it around.
A little sneaky music behind you. But every time I go down there, someone has changed it to under.
Yeah.
And I immediately change it back to over.
Take it off and put it back on.
And this has been going on since I started.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether to, like, concede. I'm hoping that they concede.
Put a note.
Because
leave a note. Leave a strongly worded note.
I feel like I need to do a poll around the office for females as to what people prefer. Because I've never met anyone that prefers the under. So the fact that someone is just as passionate about having under on the toilet paper as I am over surprises me. Because most people, I feel, if they don't care, they wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
But I care, so I change it to my preference. But someone else is changing it to their preference.
You need to go
around. And now we're in a standstill.
Go around the office, have like a little sheet of paper and survey the women in the office. And whoever says, oh, no, I like it under, then you rule everyone else out and you focus in on those four people, say. And then you follow them around all day, follow them into the toilet and see what they do.
See, I
you're really passionate about this.
The survey, but I was thinking we could survey to see what people prefer, the over or the under. And if the majority is the over, then I will go to the people that
majority
said
rules.
Under and said, stop changing the toilet paper, majority rules.
Majority rules. That's what it is. Call martial law in the toilet.
What's that?
Anything goes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Just it's
not going to be standing upright. It's not going to be on the holder at all. Some exciting breaking news this morning.
I know.
We know how new Bachelor is.
Oh, yeah. Love.
Sing it, Barry Wise.
We're going to make some love in this season.
His name is Jimmy Nicholson. He is a 31-year-old pilot looking to take on his greatest adventure yet.
I did read an article where they said this Bachelor is going to be like an everyman. He's going to be like a normal guy.
I'm sorry, a pilot is not a normal person.
He is so attractive. I was thinking more like, you know, a normal-looking person. The attractive standards on this show are out of this world.
It does look a bit different to the usual Bachelors, though, because he is of Fijian and New Zealand descent.
Okay.
So he's got a bit of a nice tan on him.
Oh, very nice.
He is a self-confessed romantic. Jimmy is an intelligent and passionate go-getter who is ready to find his happily ever after, all against the magical, enchanting and captivating backdrop of the brand new Bachelor Mansion. So they've got a new house.
Yes, they do have a new house.
So obviously COVID-19, he lost his job because he was a pilot.
Yeah.
So he was trying to work out what to do with his life and the Bachelor showed up and he's like, sure, why not? He said that he is a big believer in embracing any opportunity that presents itself, especially if it has the potential to change your life for the better. I agree with that. And he also said, the journey ahead will be one of the most challenging experiences that I've ever undertaken. However, I am very excited to meet someone that I could potentially spend the rest of my life with. And they all are already filming, so sorry, ladies, if you thought that you would read this and be like, oh, I might apply now. They're already filming it.
Right.
The rumour is we are going to start seeing episodes around Easter. After Easter.
Okay.
Around that time.
Right.
That's just the rumour. What do you think? Call it now. Do you reckon who he picks, they'll stay together?
No, he's a pilot. He's a party boy.
He's a I don't know.
Pilots, party boys. That's the word on the street.
You know many pilots?
I know many streets.
So, I don't know. Lockie and whoever he picked last year, I think they're still together. But they do a lot of sponsored content. That's their whole Instagram sponsored.
That's what's keeping them together
That influencer money.
That paycheck is what's going on. Up next, we are doing Total Tools Trivia. More chances
right.
for you to win. Very exciting stuff. More info on that soon. Amy Shark right now, though, with Mess Her Up on the Power FM Brekkie Show.
It's Power FM's 10 Question Quiz.
That's right.
All thanks to Total Tools, who are celebrating their 10th birthday here in Ballarat. Today's prize is a Michigan Stick welder, and they also have 10% off welders. But if you want to win the prize, you've got to get through the 10 questions, which is sometimes easier said than done.
But yes.
We've got all the calls lined up, ready to go.
Okay. All right. We're getting a heap of calls.
Let's do it.
So here we go. Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. You are the first one through, so you get question number one. What does the F for Foxtrot, stand for in the acronym FBI?
Federal.
Correct. Question number two. True or false, Collingwood won the 2020 grand final?
False.
Correct. They did not. That was Richmond. What colour is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow.
Correct. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Three.
Correct. A group of lions are called a what?
Herd.
No, they're not called a herd. Sorry, you're doing so well. Sorry, Hannah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
This is Brad.
Hi, Brad. We are up to question number five. A group of lions are called a what?
A pride.
Correct. Number six, which shoe company did Michael Jordan famously promote?
Nike.
That is correct, or Nike, depending on how you say it.
Yeah.
True or false, dinosaur means terrible lizard?
Oh, geez, I thought it's just... go with false.
Oh, it's incorrect. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Have to let you go, Brad.
All right.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
This is Deb.
Debs, did you say?
Deb.
Yeah, well, good morning, Debs. We are up to question number seven. True or false, dinosaur means terrible lizard?
Yes, true.
Correct. Number eight, what sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
Correct. Number nine, the jazz singer Louis Armstrong was famous for singing What a Wonderful
World.
Correct. Number 10, come on.
Come on.
The Big Apple is also known as?
Tasmania.
Nope.
No, sorry.
Sorry, Debs. Going to have to let you go. Hi, Sam. You have luckily called through at the 10th question. If you get this right, you have won the prize. The Big Apple is also known as?
New York City.
Correct.
Yes.
One question and he's won the welder. Congrats, Sam.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. Coming up to 10 past 8 on your Thursday morning.
Yes, your Friday Eve, the Eve of the Begonia Festival.
That's right, and the Eve of a long weekend.
This is true. A lot happening this weekend around.
And I don't know how many other people are feeling this way, but I have got literally no commitments this long weekend. I'm not working. That's it, really. I'm not working.
Shouldn't you guys like take this weekend to like prep for the baby a little bit? You know,
We went into Baby Bunting yesterday.
Hi, Baby Bunting.
Exactly, yeah. We went into Baby Bunting out of Wendouree. Eden bought herself one of those kind of like full body sleeping pillows.
Oh, pregnancy pillow. I want to get them just normally.
I used it. I gave it a try and I'm like, I'm going back today to buy one.
I think Kmart have them as well.
They're amazing.
I've heard about, like, if you don't want to call it a pregnancy pillow, it's called a body pillow.
Yeah.
And that's what I need because when I sleep, I need to have like one pillow kind of like normal horizontally,
yeah,
then one behind me vertically, and then one side beside me vertically as well.
Yep.
And then if I have the dog next to me, it's even better because then I can cuddle her.
I know. That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm moving to. Once Phoebe is big enough, she can get up on the bed on her own. Then that's going to be my...
She's going to be a very big dog to sleep with,
that's
though.
That's totally fine. I don't even mind. I'm not even angry.
Very big dog.
Yum, yum, yum. Dum, dee, dee, dum. How many cookies are there today?
Cookie countdown time.
That's right. We once again, we've been doing pretty well with the comps today, apart from a few little slip-ups on my behalf. I will take responsibility for that.
That's fine. You live and you learn. We exactly. are doing cookie countdown to help people win a family pass to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular presented by Silvers, which kicks off tonight.
I drove past this showground yesterday. Massive tent. I saw a couple of the characters outside. They were doing a photo shoot for something, maybe a newspaper or something. Saw a couple of the characters outside and it kind of, like, it got me a little excited.
I know.
I was like, oh, that's actually, it's ringing my bell.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think it's ringing a lot of people's bell because, once again, the phone lines have lit up.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How are you going?
Good, thank you, Sal.
Good, thank you. Now, I'm guessing you're trying to win tickets for some kids in your life, not just you.
Hey, he could be a fan.
Not my kids, but I'd love to take my niece and nephew. They would go absolutely insane.
Oh, fantastic. That's lovely. All right, all you got to do is tell us how many cookies there are today. It's between 9 and 14. What's your guess?
I'd say 12.
Oh, all right, let's find out.
All right.
Snack time!
Oh. No, there's not 12 cookies. Sorry, Kyle. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you anyway. Bye.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Beck.
Hi, Beck. Are you wanting to win some tickets to the circus?
Yes, please.
All righty. Well, Kyle, before you guessed 12 cookies, we know it's between 9 and 14. What is your guess?
11.
All right. Let's find out.
All right.
Snack time!
No, it is not 11. Sorry, Beck, we're going to have to move on.
No worries, thanks.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Beck.
Another Beck.
Another Beck.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, all right. So, Beck, before you guessed 11, Kyle guessed 12. It's between 9 and 14 cookies today. What's your guess?
10.
You going for 10?
Okay.
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Snack time!
Yeah, correct. There was 10 cookies today, Beck. You have won that family pass to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular by Silvers.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Who are you going to take? Have you got some kids or some friends with kids?
Boys that are very excited to go.
Oh, amazing. You're going to be the best parent today when you pick them up from school.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I reckon in 5 seconds.
That's right.
So our usual Thursday game, you have 5 seconds to name three things and, you got to think quick, you got to think carefully.
And remember, you're on the radio.
Yes. All righty. Have you got the 5 second timer ready to go?
Yes. Give me 1 second. I was just picking out my topics. We do three, don't we, each?
Oh, I've got like a few just in case we need some extras.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want me to give you one first, or do you want to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
You got your timer?
Yep. Okay.
Name three things you'd use a minion for.
To entertain your kids, to give to the dog for a chew toy, and to throw over your neighbor's fence.
I mean, I'd count that's in time, just.
To throw over your neighbour's fence.
Yeah, I feel like you chose the longest thing to explain just
like,
then.
It wasn't good, was it?
All right, I'm ready. You're on the board. My turn.
Okay. All right, ready? Things you should never leave unattended.
A dog, a baby, or me with a chocolate.
Yeah, that was definitely in. Well done. We're one, right. One apiece.
One apiece. All right. Let's ramp it up a little bit.
Okay.
Name three experiences that are better when you have drunk alcohol responsibly while doing them.
You going for a swim in the ocean and so many things that were illegal came into my head.
Can't say them on radio.
Can't say any of them.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, that's it. That's a no from me. All right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Give me one.
Okay. This would be curious if you're fast at this one.
Okay.
Reasons to feel... name three reasons to feel shame.
Oh, slept with someone you shouldn't have, ate someone else's chocolate, and blocked the toilet. Does that count?
Did you say blocked the toilet?
Yep.
Yeah, that counts. I'll give it to you.
You feel shame if you're not saying that I have.
No. But you'd feel shame. You would definitely feel shame.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Name three nicknames for urination.
Whizzing, pee-pee, and dropping the kids off at the pool.
I don't want to count that.
No, you shouldn't.
All right, if I get this, I have one.
Yep.
Because you've only got one on board. I've got two so far.
Okay.
I'm ready. Come on.
Let me just... Name three uses for toothpaste.
Brushing your teeth, getting rid of a pimple, and making it burn down there.
What? Why would you want that?
I didn't say this particular spot. It could be like on your foot or something. It burns.
Okay.
Have you ever used like the mint shower gel?
Hey, no judgment.
No, like...
Apparently if men put toothpaste on...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
...somewhere, it burns, but yeah. I haven't...
That's what I'm saying. That's where I was going with it. Not for me personally. I've heard other people do it.
All right, well...
Either way, I've won.
That was, I reckon, in 5 seconds, and you won.
What's hot and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Hot or not time, present a topic, don't sit on the fence about it. Say if you think it's hot or not. You ready to go?
Yep, here we go.
Alrighty. Cream egg beer.
3, 2, 1.
Not. I'm not just because I don't like beer. It's only in the UK though, if you were a hot for it. Goose Island, their Golden Goo Beerly Cream Stout. It's a blend of malted barley, oats, wheat and milk sugar that provides a deliciously rich and creamy texture. So I'm talking like Cadbury Cream Egg have teamed up with a brewery and made a beer.
I had a Cadbury Cream Egg yesterday, literally for the first time in probably 10 years, and they're amazing. They taste so good. Probably not in beer form, though.
You never know.
I don't know. All right. Okay. All right. My turn. Here we go. We spoke about this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Nude cleaners.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
No. Yeah, not. Sorry, I just said no. Not on what I said earlier, OH&S. I'd be scared. Like, cooking while nude is quite a dangerous game.
Yep.
I presume cleaning is similar.
Similar, yeah.
In the sense that you might be spraying a chemical.
Yeah.
And it might go onto your skin.
Yeah, I was a not because it's just, it would be a bit awkward.
But nude cleaning in your own house?
If I was cleaning my own house, 100% hot.
Okay. Now, I want to start a new segment thing that you're allowed to be a part of whenever you feel the need.
Oh, thank you for allowing me.
No, it's just me only. And I'm calling it Favourite Headline of the Day.
Okay.
So it doesn't have
Can
to
Can we work on the title? That's a bit of work. That's quite a wordy title.
Favourite Headline of the Day. It's 4 words.
Favourite Headline.
Oh, 5.
Headline of the day.
That's 5 words, sorry.
Yeah, well.
I can't count, obviously. So you're allowed any headline that you find that you think is just great for whatever reason, you're allowed to bring to the table. I will kick us off today. Prison has to change 600 locks after intern shared pic of the keys on WhatsApp.
How old is this intern? He's probably some young guy who's like, guys, I got a job at the prison.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So it's over in Germany and he was like kind of showing off to his mates and took a selfie in the prison in his uniform, holding up his set of keys and the main key that can unlock every single cell was the one that was prominently shown in the photo. He thought it was all innocent. He was bragging to his friends, look at this, I got a cool job. Little did he know that if anyone else got their hands on that photo, criminals are very crafty and could just, you know, copy that key quite easily and then let out the 657 inmates that are currently staying in that jail.
Oh, dearie me. Does he still have the job?
No.
Yeah.
All the reports are saying that it's like he worked at this prison, so pretty sure he got fired. But I would have thought that would have been, like, the first thing you get taught on the job, Or is that just common sense, do you reckon?
To not put anything up on social media.
Yeah, to not show the keys or...
I don't know if workplaces put a lot of emphasis on social media conduct and what not to and what to put on social media, especially if a prison. Like, who's...
I would think that it's a government, like, off branch.
Yeah.
So they would go, you can't do this, you can't do that. You've got to wear your uniform this specific way. And obviously there's big security measures in place. And I thought one of them at some point, the discussion was... don't take photos of the keys or show anyone the keys, but maybe not.
I reckon they would have said don't take any photos inside the prison.
Mm.
But I don't think it would have gone as specific as don't take any photos of those keys, because surely someone's going, oh, this kid is not going to take photos of the keys.
But he did.
But he did.
And it got out there and he got fired.
Now he's jobless.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.